Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You. A weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
That I am so much more than what I see with my physical eyes. Return to me is the call from love to love, the call of love. That is the call today. That is the call this afternoon, this morning, this evening. That is the call this moment to return to who you really are. I know it's scary. I know you want to, but guess what? You are in the right place. You're in the house of love, lifeconversationsradio.com. Agape Choir, Return to Me. Beautiful song. The soloist on that song is Anae Batson. If you want to find out more, as a matter of fact, not if you want to find out more, I'm just going to go out there and say it. You want to find out more if you want to return, to turn around, to come back to yourself, the essence and the truth of who you are. You got to check out agapelive.com, agapelive.com, to find out all the wonderful work that Ricky Byers Beckwith is doing with the choir, the inspirational words through Michael Bernard Beckwith, and so much more. I'm grateful you returned to Life Conversations Radio. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning into Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're here. You make a difference because you're taking in a breath. You're breathing in and out. Every time you breathe in and out, you're changing the world. So what are you breathing into the ethers? Negativity or positivity? Love or fear? But you know what? Whatever you're breathing out into the world, love says bring it. Return it to me. I will transform it. So, you know, you can just relax. You can be okay and say, well, you know, I'm in a funky place, but that's okay. If you're in a funky place, just dance. Get funky with it. Yes, yes, yes. Another day, another moment to recreate, to co-create, to allow the creation to happen through and as us. Are you awake? Got to wake up. But if you don't, that's okay. Hopefully you have another lifetime to wake up. But those of you who are awake, let's just do the thing. And we got support. Our universal, our soul sisters in the house to help us in conducting the choir, which will be us, so we can be in alignment, be in harmony. Going to help us, you know, tune parts of our chords, our consciousness, that need a little bit of tuning by dropping some wisdom, some insights. Papa Berger, she's in the house. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. I am your host, Life Coach Ade, of course. And we are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. Well, that's the official time. But every now and then, we take a little bit of liberty because we can. We hang out a little bit longer. But we usually finish with the guests around 1:15, 1:20 Eastern Standard Time. So welcome. Regular listeners are aware of what happens over here. This is the house of love where you get to return to yourself and feel your presence, that pre-essence that is moving through and as you, in spite of what's going on outside of you. But when you tap into your pre-essence and you fall in love with yourself, you only get to see what's already inside of you. So it's all good. It's all God. Because good is the only thing that is happening. Let me give you some announcements because I'm ready to jump into today's conversation. The time is now. And today we are talking about, what's today's time? What's the focus? Well, we got Barbara Berger here. And if I forget, she's here to remind me. Today's topic, today's conversation is helping you tap into who you really are. Awaken to the reality of who you really are. Who are you really? Well, you know, yeah, we'll talk about that some more. I'm ready to jump into the conversation. Barbara Berger, she's the author of The Awakening Human Beings. There you go. Those of us that are awakened. A Guide to the Power of the Mind. It's always working. It just depends on how we're working it. Let me give you some announcements. Hope you had a wonderful Memorial Day. If you're listening today, Monday. No, today's not Monday. Yes. I don't do dates and days because my life is just one whole day that just 1 minute gets dark, next minute is bright. So, but for those who want to do label the days, today's Tuesday, yesterday was Monday. So if you listen to this show, Tuesday, the 29th of May, yes, hope you had a wonderful Memorial Day if you're in America. But anyway, we're here. Start to keep it moving, keep it rolling, because life is in session, and we're dancing with it. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad for your questions, your comments. Barbara and I are waiting. We're standing by to help you activate your soul alarm system. And we want to tap your finger for those of you who know your soul alarm system is going up, but you keep pressing the snooze button. Can I have 5 more minutes? Can I have 9 more minutes? No! The time is now! We're about to deactivate all these snooze buttons. The thing about doing that is once you deactivate other people's snooze button, you deactivate yours. So wherever I'm procrastinating, it's going to get deactivated today. So I say yes, that's the intention. We're also taking your question on Ask Life Coach Ade fan page. Ask Life Coach Ade fan page on Facebook, Ade, figure that out. If you don't do Facebook or don't want to go on Facebook or you don't want your coworkers to see you on Facebook while you're working, well, we got something for you. Go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Don't say it too loud. lifeconversationsmedia.com. And there's a tab there, and it says, Ask Life Coach Ade. We'll get your questions. If you don't want to use your name, that's fine. And I will answer your questions. And so, yes, let's get ready to just do this thing. Let me tell you what's coming up. What's coming up tomorrow? Excuse me. What's coming up in my throat chakra? I don't know. Express yourself. Breathe in. Yeah, let's just breathe in. Let's just folks. Not just me, everybody. Let's just breathe in and out. And breathe out all the concerns, all the worries, and everything else that we're thinking about. And if you're not even worried or concerned, you're just feeling loving, you're feeling joyful, just breathe that out into the ethers and help others neutralize what they're moving through and growing through. We need each other. Tomorrow is Ancestral Blueprint. Ancestral Blueprint with Lisa Iverson and myself. Lisa Iverson is my co-host. Ancestral Blueprint happens is every last Wednesday of the month, and where we talk about the soul, the family soul that goes, that transcends the mind, the body. It goes deep. What is living itself out through you? So tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, and then at 2 p.m. Wednesday, every Wednesday, we have Here to Inspire with Aisha. Here to Inspire with Aisha, 2 p.m. every Wednesday, and that's a new show on Life Conversations Radio Network. Make sure you check Aisha out. And speaking of new shows, we have More Love every third Sunday of the month, My Authentic Lifestyle. So lots are happening here, and we've got another new show coming up soon, but we can't tell you yet. Yeah, we can, but I just won't. Of course I can tell you, but I won't. So anyway, and then on Thursday we have Joanne Gerber. Joanne Gerber is coming back. Today we have Berber Burger, and on Thursday we have Joanne Gerber with a G. We've got to go alphabetically. We start and step into B, to be who we really are. And then we Gerber, we go and make a difference in the world. Ooh, where'd that come from? Okay, well, it was fun while it was coming out my mouth. I loved it. Anyway, so make sure you tune in, like the page, and find us on Facebook, Life Conversations Radio, and so you can get regular updates. It's time to bring on my wonderful guest, who is joining us all the way from Denmark. Let me pull up her bio. I need a Carly reminder, or Carly even, Carly Jackson reminder. To ground myself and anybody else who wants to join me. Here we go. Let's remind ourselves who we are. Let's wake up, Carly.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, I am. Yes, you are. And if you don't believe that, Barbara Berger is in the house. She's going to help you tap into the power of your mind. And Barbara Berger has been a seeker all her life. Her quest to ease suffering has led Barbara to explore many different pathways and approaches, mental, physical, metaphysical, psychological, and spiritual. After leaving the USA in the mid-60s in protest against the Vietnam War and settling in Scandinavia, Barbara continued her quest in the 1970s with a passionate interest in the role of food in our mental and physical well-being. You know, if I just stop there, that says a lot about her. At so many levels, we talk about, that tells me about compassion. That tells me of somebody who understands compassion, who understands herself, that there's so much more. But I'm going to read a little bit more, because there's always more. When she discovered in the early 1980s that healthy food and diet were not enough to secure true well-being, she began to study the science of mind, the nature of consciousness, metaphysics, and finally, traditional spirituality and psychology. To date, Barbara has written 15 self-empowerment books documenting and presenting the tools and insights she has discovered over the years on her quest. Barbara was born and grew up in the United States, but today lives and works in Copenhagen, Denmark. In addition to English, Barbara speaks Danish and Swedish. So I speak two languages. She speaks three. Okay, I've got to learn another one. Maybe I need to learn Spanish. She gives lectures, workshops, and courses with her son, Tim Ray, who is also the co-author of The Awakening Human Being, and offers private sessions to individuals who wish to work intensely with her. Because life is not for wimps. You can read about it, but you got to push the apply button. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics
and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings. Help me welcome my wonderful sister, my wonderful friend, Barbara Berger. Yes, yes, yes. Well, welcome, Barbara. How are you doing?
Hello.
Nice to have you. Yes, yes, yes. We can hear you.
How are you doing today? Okay.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
What a warm-up. There's nothing left to say, my man. You've said it all. I especially like the beginning, the return to love. I mean, that says it all. We can do that,
yes.
Right?
Yes, 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 yes. I love how it works. I just found out, you know, Spirit say, play that song. And I'm like, that's the whole show right there in song. Because when we realize
we don't need more
who
than
we are,
that, right? We don't need more than that just to return to who we are. But the big question is, what is preventing us from doing it right now? Right?
Exactly.
That is the big question.
That is the big question. Now, I got a big question for you, and then we're going to rock and roll and answer and help others answer the big question. But the big question that I have for you, the question I must ask you, because I read some things about you, a little bit.
Okay.
But we want to know, I want to know, from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Barbara Berger?
Well, that's just a name, right? We're all the children of God. We are all the divinity that we seek. We are the love that we seek. We are the universal consciousness. We are, I mean, there is no words to say what we really are, right?
So that's
the thing. And it's really, the big question is, why aren't we experiencing the divinity of our own nature right this moment? What is preventing us from connecting to who we really are?
Yes. Yes, and you're going to help us identify that. And, you know, I love the fact that you say we are the love. We are the country. We are the happiness. We are all that we are seeking.
We are everything. And that's the big misunderstanding, that it's somewhere out there, that it's some external thing, that it's some relationship, or it's money in the bank, or it's this or it's that. It's all this outside stuff that has confused us. But the reality is we are the divinity, the love that we seek. That's who we really are.
Now, let's break it down, because some listeners listen saying, yes, I got that. Sometimes I catch that, and sometimes I'm thinking, who the heck is this in this body? And somebody else is saying, I don't know about this love thing. We are the love. I don't know about that. I mean, I love your energy. I've seen your website. I love your life. But I don't know about this love thing, because I don't know what to do with this love thing.
The thing is, it's like we've been programmed. We've been programmed from birth, from childhood. We've been taught a whole lot of stuff. I mean, it's really like everything that we have learned is like the clouds that are blocking the radiance of the sun. So our biggest task is to unlearn. Our biggest task is to unlearn so that we can experience the truth of who we are. Unfortunately, we have learned because the innocence of consciousness, that's the key. We have to understand that consciousness is innocent. It absorbs whatever it's exposed to. So if you look at any little child, a child, it picks up what mommy says, what daddy says, what the TV says, what they say in school. It doesn't have a truth detector. It doesn't question and say, is this true, mommy? Is it true that I shouldn't like him? Is it true that there's something wrong? I mean, children just, you know, that's what love does. It accepts everything. And so now we have all these mistaken programs, which, like, we have this defect software.
Yes, exactly what I was thinking.
We need to clean up the virus, and we need to delete a lot of the stuff. So really, I mean, awakening is to understand the nature of consciousness, to understand that probably a lot of the stuff that you've learned is really not working for you, and that therefore, if you question it, you can delete it so that you gain access again to your own divinity. So that's what I think the awakening process is about. And that's also why I wrote this book. I try to map out this mechanism so people can understand it and they can start working with it themselves. Nothing is more exciting as far as I'm concerned.
I understand.
I realize you understand. I listened to your intro, so I'm thrilled
to be here.
We're on the same wavelength, right?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I tell people, if I'm not doing what I'm doing right now, I would be doing what I'm doing right now. You know, if I wasn't doing this, I would be doing this.
I know. It's the same with me, because you can do no other.
That's right. That's right. It's a soul agreement, and I say yes. You know.
Yeah.
You said a lot about the virus and the programming and the mind not questioning what our parents told us. So much in there, and you know, as children, we don't question it, and then after a while, we, because our parents told us, and you know, they become the antivirus that scan the program they download into our hard drive, our mind. And they click install and we accept it. So now we go through life and saying, why can I get what I want to get in this result? But we forget sometimes we've had a different kind of program, a program that may have worked for our parents, but doesn't work for us. It needs to be upgraded. We may even need to defrag or maybe reformat the whole hard drive. But, you know, the people saying, you know, I don't have enough time to defrag. I have to put myself on standby. I got things to do. So how can we start this process of defragging, reformatting
our consciousness? I would say, first of all, I think that a really good place to start is just to ask yourself. You can ask yourself, anybody who's listening, you can ask yourself, I can ask myself, what is preventing you from being happy right now? What is preventing you from experiencing the divinity of your true nature right this very moment? And whatever comes up, whatever thought comes up, whatever story comes up, that you need to write that down, and then you need to look at that. You will discover that whatever comes up is a story about some expectation that you have to life that you think is preventing you from experiencing your true nature right now. It's always a story, because in this very moment, there's nothing ever wrong. There's nothing ever preventing us from experiencing our true nature, but it is all these stories we have. That's why it's so fascinating to understand the way the mind works. The mind is coming up with all these stories all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, if I have more money in the bank, then I'll be happy. If I have a great husband, then I'll be happy. If I have beautiful children, then I'll be happy. If I lose 5 pounds, 10 pounds, then I'll be happy. I mean, it's one expectation after another that's preventing us from being present in our lives right this moment, really savoring this now moment. I mean, this is it, right this moment. So if you ask yourself, what is preventing you from being present, from being totally you right now, and whatever comes up, you need to look at that. You'll find out that it's a story, because the reality is there is only this. And the reality is, as you said so well in the beginning of your program, that we are this love that we seek. It's nowhere else. It's right here, right now. And if it isn't right here, right now, then what? You know, I mean, it doesn't work like that.
You know, I ask people, how do you know what you're supposed to be feeling right now? Well, you're feeling it.
Exactly.
If you're feeling it, that's what's happening. That's
exactly
what you're feeling. And so, but rather than try and push, which you talk about asking, what is preventing me from being happy right now?
Well, the other way, you can also really look at it like this. You can say that it's very important to understand that there's a difference between reality, which is this moment, and our thinking. And that's where people get confused all the time. Most people, we're so mental today, we're so identified with our thinking, we're so identified with our stories, that we don't experience reality. We're lost in the dream all the time. We're lost in either our worries about the future, you know, I need this, I need that, I got to do this, I got to do that, or we're lost in the past, in regretting, anger, this happened to me and that was unfair. And so we're so lost, we're so attached to this mental stuff that we're very seldom present in our lives. I mean, you know, and then it's gone, and it's like, oh, oops, what happened? You know, so we're really like these drama queens, all of us. It's like, you know, I don't need to turn on CNN. I'm just listening to my own mind, right?
No, that's right. So the three things that you brought up, and I want supposed to go through it, because we're talking about the stories. We're talking about expectations and reality. Let's talk about stories some more. We talked about how they develop, things we learn as children, or what society told us, what our teachers told us, we make it up. But then there are people saying, yeah, I understand, but it is true, Barbara Berger, it's true. Some people are addicted to their story. How can we support people who are addicted to the story, or maybe it's not even an addiction. For some, it's they want to let go of the story, but they're scared out of the you-know-what. And they're like, if I let go of this story, then what? Who am I?
Well, I think that it's really, first of all, before we can answer that, it's really important to notice that most of us are so identified with the story that we don't see that there's a difference between reality and the story. Let me just give an example so our listeners will really understand what I'm talking about. Let's take a concrete example. Let's take an event. Let's take, for example, a divorce. And if we say, well, what's the reality of a divorce? A divorce is an event where two people who've lived together, now they separate and they no longer live together. That's the reality of a divorce. The
right.
one person has the story or the interpretation that divorce means that I'll be alone for the rest of my life, I'm losing my true love, I'll be miserable, I'll never find love again. That's the one person's story. So they experience a divorce as something terrible. Another person gets divorced and they say, wow, now I'm finally free. And they experience divorce as a liberation, as a wonderful thing. But in both cases, the reality was two people who live together are no longer together, they separate. And it's important to understand that we seldom experience reality directly. We experience our story about reality. So in other words, the person who interprets a divorce as a tragedy, as the end of the world, as the end of love, they are very depressed and they get to experience that. And the person who experiences divorce as a liberation, they get to experience that. But in either case, it really has nothing to do with the reality. So most of us are so identified with our interpretation of what's going on that we don't see this middle thing. We don't see the fact that there's an event, then there's the interpretation, and then there's our reaction. So the key to freedom is noticing this sequence of events, which is what I try to explain in my book, so that if you're unhappy, you might want to look at your interpretation of whatever it is that you think is making unhappy and see that it is your interpretation.
Right.
And that is so self-empowering. That's like taking the power back. Okay, so,
indeed.
You know, like, for example, I have clients every day. So a woman comes to me and she's getting divorced and she's deeply depressed and she says, I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life, I'll never find love again. And I ask her, well, is that true? You know, and it's like, you can see this sort of blank look. Well, I don't actually know if it's true. I don't actually know if I won't meet at someone else. I don't actually know if I won't find love again. And that's so, it's so liberating to sort of loosen our identification with these stories that are making us so miserable. So it's very, very important to understand this mechanism. And you asked me how we can do that, and I have noticed from my long life of practicing and working with people on these issues that it's often crisis which is the key to liberation, because when people feel bad enough, unfortunately it's like that, when you feel bad enough, you're actually so desperate that you might begin to look at these things. That's usually how it works, unfortunately. That crisis is the great gift, you could say. It's God's megaphone, you know, God knocking on your door and saying, sweetheart, look at this, sweetheart, look at this, right?
Right. You know, it's like we've been the universe wakes us up. I shake us gently. And we're like, we get a little bit more shake. I want to sleep. And get shaken afterwards. I wake up.
Well, that's why also in many of the 12-step programs, for example, they have this term hitting bottom. That hitting bottom is often the place where you call upon your higher power, you call upon God, you're willing to look for the first time maybe in your life at these different mechanisms. So I often people come to me, you know, that they're in this terrible crisis, and it turns out, you know, after some months of working, when they start to feel better and they start to get a handle on all this, it's like, this was the greatest gift of all, this crisis.
And, you know, that's really what was coming up for me. It's like, you know, life is such a paradox. It's such, you know, I say the duality of oneness. It's oneness, but we experience it on different, we can say it negatively or positively, or on fear or in love. But in addition to that is some of the things that I think about, or just when I'm reflecting, as you said, during crisis, during a depression, during a divorce, during time, the worst time of our lives, we become so present to
That's
our
true.
Answer like never before.
That's true.
And
that's
now
true.
When I try and figure it out with my mind, I say, well, maybe that's part of the plan. But, you know, because on a human level, on a physical level, yes, it's I feel that that's the plan for the soul to get to where it needs to get to or evolve, if you will. But then I go to the spiritual aspect. That is it really designed that we become fully present when our whole life is turned upside down? Now, from a spirit perspective, there's no good or bad. So depressed or passionate, that's the same thing. It's just different vibration. I want to ask you, because I'm just feeling that as we're talking, this thing called spirit. Because I hear people say, well, you don't have to go through fear and worry and doubt ever again once you know who you are. But somehow I feel like that's part of the process. What do you think? What do you think about
definitely,
that?
It's definitely part of the process for most of us. I mean, I don't know anyone who's, you know, 100% enlightened all the time. I mean, it's definitely most of us who are on are becoming aware. I mean, that's why I call my book The Awakening Human Being. I don't call it The Awake Human Being. As far as I can see, we're all in process, and that's, as you say, the soul evolution for all of us. And we have these different challenges which trigger different stuff in us, and usually the more painful it is, it's probably the more necessary that we look at it. That seems the way to be the way it's sort of set, put together, all of this. And as you become more awake, you do realize that when it's painful, that it's really a sign that you need to look at it. And you also start to understand slowly, slowly, that the more resistance, the worse you feel. That that surrendering is the quickest way to feeling better. And that's so difficult to do when we're in pain, right? So in other words, it's say, God, tell me, you know, give me more, I'm ready. You know, that's really hard to do when you feel lousy. So
that's right. That's right. And, you know, you said something, and I just caught an awareness of something. When we're in a crisis, when we're depressed, when we've been broken down by life, I this is what came up for me. It's like at that point, we don't have the strength to resist anymore. You know, it's just like, oh, enough already. So we become open. So say that again.
So it's really true what you're saying, that at the point where you feel the most beaten down and you surrender, then God can come and hold your hand. It's because it seems to me that the higher power doesn't, I mean, it's always there, but we have to ask.
Right.
And so when you're down on your knees and you say, I can't do this myself, please help me, then your higher power is always there. You feel that grace. You feel that beautiful grace, sort of like the petals of grace. They are slowly falling down on you, all around you. It's just so wonderful.
It is. And if we look at, you know, you talked about the interpretation and the event. The event was, you said, yes, here I am. Send me, Lord. I want to go transform the planet. The interpretation is, I hate my life. This is painful. Why would everybody ever go through this? So we forget when we said, here I am, Lord, use me. The process of awakening is really looking at our interpretation and reminding ourselves that, no, there was an event. There was an event.
Yeah,
and when
exactly.
we start to look at the event, we get to see what reality is. You talked about reality.
Yeah.
What is reality?
Well, it's right in front of your nose right now.
I know that.
That's
right.
About it. That's all I can tell you. Breathing, you know, breathing here now.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't get better than this.
It's,
I mean,
right,
it's,
what's happening here?
Now,
yep,
that's
you said
reality.
It's right in front of me. Now,
and
I,
you know,
I,
the
I
only
just,
the only go suffering ahead. The only suffering is resisting this moment.
Mm. Mm, that's it. That's what I was going to ask
it.
You. So that's what I was going to ask you. Oh, I love this dance. I just let me sit back a little bit more. Cause, so the only suffering is
mm-hmm.
resisting this moment. The only
yeah.
suffering is resisting reality.
Yep.
Say more now.
There isn't anything else. I mean, it's like, you know, it's this minute. Are you resisting this minute? Yes or no? Are you resisting this minute? Yes or no? You can only do this minute. And, in fact, you're not even doing this minute. If you really, really look at it, this minute is doing you.
Mm-hmm.
So we
yes.
might as well enjoy the ride, and it's the resistance
mm-hmm.
that prevents us from enjoying the ride.
Right. So we either go along with this moment that's doing us, or resist. You know, it's kind of like when they're picking people, you know, like children sometimes that don't want to dance, and the parents are like, come on, and the parents are dancing, and they're like resisting, like, no, I don't want to dance. That's painful. Just fake it. I'm shy. No, stop it. Stop it. So it's something.
Well, actually, I would say that that's actually, we were really talking about something else there, because just because I say that the only suffering is resisting this moment, it doesn't mean
mm-hmm.
that it's not our job to take care of ourselves in every now
mm-hmm.
moment. It's not, I mean, the integrity of our soul, you could say every one of us has a kind of compass inside, which is saying, you know, this feels right, this doesn't feel right. And when we don't listen to that in this now moment, we are somehow violating our own integrity, and that's doesn't feel right. So
mm-hmm.
again, what other people say we should say, do, feel, I mean, that's their business, but our job is to be connected to who we really are. And that's
mm-hmm.
really challenging, considering the way the world is, I mean, and how much stuff we get thrown at us from morning to evening. So,
yes.
so again, that's
yes.
one of the things I notice when people come. I have so many clients, as I say all the time, at this getting in line with your own integrity and learning to be assertive, learning to take care of yourself, learning to set limits in a kind and loving way, this is really
uh-huh.
challenging for all of us.
Yes.
So yes, this now moment and resisting the suffering, but it's also part of this dance to learn how to take care of yourself.
Indeed.
Now.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Now, because most of us have put a lot of time into taking care of others as parents,
yeah.
mothers, as fathers, as uncles,
well, that's,
as aunts.
That's also okay. I mean, don't misunderstand me. It's not like parents shouldn't take care of our children. That's one of God's
right.
great gifts to us. But it's
mm-hmm.
more when we expect other people to be responsible for our happiness. That's where we go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
As parents
mm-hmm.
or as children or as partners, you know, that you, your behavior, you're responsible. My happiness depends on what you do. That's where we go wrong. It's like,
yes.
you know, we're in this dance together and it's my job. My happiness is my job. You know,
mm-hmm.
think if we could say to our partners, you know, I love you. I think it's great to hang out with you, but you are not responsible for my happiness. That's my job. I mean,
right.
we're holding each other hostage to these insane expectations that
yes.
that other people are somehow responsible for our happiness. I mean, that's just sick. It's driving us all crazy.
Yes, yes, indeed. And some people are making money off of being that crazy. They're like, go ahead. Don't ever tell your partner it's not your responsibility to make you happy. Because if you say that to your partner, they're going to turn around and say, are you cheating on me?
So,
and you don't want
your
partner asking
like
you that, because that's going to be trouble.
Right?
So don't ever. No, not that. I'm just listening to a radio show, and it's my responsibility. What radio show is that? Anyway, we must take a break. You got to be careful who you're listening to. Talking about you have the
That's
power
true.
To change your life. What you need
That's
is,
true.
Okay, let me stop. We're going to take a break. We're going to take a break. When we come back,
I want to talk about the power of the mind, and in your book you talk about different focus tools, how we can use what we have right now to
okay.
bring us home, to bring us
okay.
to return to ourselves.
Okay.
I am so enjoying this conversation. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Barbara Berger. She is the author of The Awakening Human Being. Yes, it's a trick word because actually I've been reading it and looking at it all and all. And today I just find myself saying awakening human. No, it's not. It's a trick to the mind. That itself lets you know how the mind works because we're constantly in process. We're ongoing. And what are you practicing to help you in the process? The number is 347-426-3346. We're going to take a break. And if you want to get real, you want to go and hang out with these people who are just beaming so much light. There's a reason I'm doing all that. You want to find out more about Barbara Berger. Her website address is Beam Team. It's Beam Team, B-E-A-M. Team, T-E-A-M, you know? Oh, that is so interesting. Let me unmute Barbara. I wonder if you thought this. So, Barbara, my mind, I love how my mind works. So the Beam Team is your website with you and your son, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and,
it is.
And the difference between the words is the B and the T. Your name is Barbara. Mm. His name is Team. Was that intentional?
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Ooh, gosh, I love my mind.
Team. We are here to beam you up, right?
Beam me up, Scotty. No, Barbara, I mean Team. Both of y'all, beam me up. So we'll be right back. Check out Barbara's website, beamteam.com. You can find out more about her work, all the other books that she's written, and the work that her son is doing, Tim Ray. Numbers 347-426-3346. We're going to take a break and come back, talk about the power of the mind, how you can use it to just deconstruct your own interpretation, just break it down, just like blow it up and start a whole new way of a whole new life. You know, get to the event of your life rather than living in the interpretation. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. And around one, we're going to have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan around one. But until then, Les Brown, tell them why they need to keep listening.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media, from my friends.
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversation, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Ah, the sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stop and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Yes, indeed. We do the best hosting on the planet because we know how to play. We know how to purposely love and appreciate you, myself, yourself. Have you played today? Have you purposely loved and appreciate yourself? Have you learned to take care of yourself? Have you taken time out? That's what Barbara is reminding us, to take time to be responsible for our own health and well-being. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. We ask that you share your show, share the show with your friends, your coworkers, your lovers, your haters, your ex. Tell them to listen. Do you know what to listen? Everybody benefits. You can text it. You can post it on Facebook. And just let's grow together. Barbara, so before the break, I want to talk about how we can use the mind wisely. Rather than living in the interpretation, we can remind ourselves of the event and we realize, actually, that was just a neutral thing that happened. So can you give some tips on how we can use the mind wisely?
Well, I'd just like to take a step back for a moment. One of the things I'd like to say before we go into the details is that it's really important to understand that it's not enough to just read books or go to lectures or listen to talks on the radio about how all these things work. It's so important that you actually have tools and that you practice this new knowledge and information in your life on a daily basis if you want to experience change in your life. So that's one of the reasons why in this book, for example, the first half is the explanation about the mind and the way the mind works and all this stuff we've been talking about. But the second half is practical tools that you can use in your daily life. And even at the back of the book, I actually have what I call daily programs because I've found out, you know, from counseling people for so many years that when I actually ask people, well, what do you actually do on a daily basis to put these thoughts into practice into your life, a lot of people it's like they don't actually do anything, and then they wonder why they're not having results. In other words, that the way the mind works, it's sort of like it's a mechanism, and if we don't retrain it, it doesn't change. So the tools that I have in the book, I have two kinds of tools. You asked me like the difference between reality and our thinking. Well, I've divided the tools up into two groups. One group I call focus tools, and the other I call investigation tools. If we start with the focus tools, that's based on the understanding that what we focus our attention on grows in our experience. That is a very, very important mechanism of mind. And when we understand that, we realize that what we focus our attention on, that's what we're going to get, actually. And when we know that, it's like, oh, my dear, what am I focusing my attention on now? Is this a good idea, right? And when we start to see that, then we can use this mechanism, because then we become the master. When we understand how it works, we're the master. We can decide. We can say, okay, is this suitable? Is this appropriate? Is this what I want to experience? And then I suggest them one of the most basic focus tools, which works for everybody, which is a really good place to start no matter who you are, where you are, what you want to achieve, is to start with what I call use the power, which I call gratitude. Everybody's heard about, you know, gratitude, and it's so important to be grateful. But I say in the book most practically that if you really want to turn your life around, you could start every morning by making a gratitude list. And again, it's like, it's not just a concept, okay, I know I should be grateful. I mean to do it most practically, to start making lists, you know, like, what are you grateful for? And to write it down. You could have like a little pad of paper next to your bed and do it the first couple minutes when you wake up in the morning. You know, I'm grateful I got food in my refrigerator. I can walk. I can talk. I've got two wonderful kids. And if we do it most practically, most concretely, it's like it's a great way of raising your energy. It's a great way of changing your set point. It's a great way of focusing your attention so that you attract more to be grateful for. So focus tools are very simple, but they're very effective. But they only work if you actually do them.
It works if you work it, right?
I beg your pardon?
I said it works if you work it.
Exactly.
If you don't
work
it, it's just
there. Exactly. You've got to work them. It's just not enough to say, okay, well, I know I should be grateful. Break it down. Write it down. I mean, you know, I'm grateful for the egg on my plate this morning. I'm grateful for the farmer who raised the chicken. I'm grateful for the cup of coffee. I'm grateful for, I mean, when you start to do that, I'm grateful because there's a beautiful tree outside my window right now. I'm grateful for this beautiful flower in my window. I'm grateful because the sun is shining. I mean, we have just, I mean, it's like there's so much to be grateful for in this now moment.
Right, right. And when you talk about the focal tools, because, you know, what we focus on grows, as you said, that helps us to focus on what we have in our lives. It trains our mind to look at what is present, as you were saying, but rather than what I don't have, what I don't have. So that itself can be a spiritual practice if we just do that on a daily basis.
That's
know,
more than enough for most people. I mean, if we just do that, it'll totally transform your life.
Mm-hmm.
And the other
I was going to say, yeah, the other tool, but and I think I love the chapter. Because I actually love how you word the chapter. You said every thought is an affirmation.
Mm-hmm.
I do want you to talk of that because that's important. You know, because sometimes we think affirmation is something that we write out and repeat over and over. But you're saying every thought is an affirmation.
Well, it's really to understand the way the mind works. It's really interesting when you see that, because it's true what you're saying. People come to me and they say, "Oh, I want an affirmation, you know, to change my life." And it's like if you really start to listen to your—I call it, you know, your self-talk. We're all having this dialogue with ourselves constantly, and when you start to notice what you are saying to yourself, those are your affirmations. You're already doing it. We're all equally good at doing affirmations. But unfortunately, so many of us are telling negative stories. We're saying, you know, you're not good enough, you'll never manage it. All this stuff that we are saying. And if you know that what you focus your attention on grows, then this kind of negative self-talk in our heads, it's really, really breaking us down. So it's important to notice what's going on, what you're saying to yourself. What are your mantras? We've all already got mantras. We're saying them all the time. And people who have a lot of catastrophic thinking, that's what I noticed too, is people who really are having a hard time, they have such catastrophic thinking. They have such catastrophic stories about what events mean, which they keep sort of repeating to themselves. And that becomes their affirmation, and it's a self-fulfilling prophecy then. So it's very, very tricky. So it's so important to understand what we're doing. Otherwise, we're victims. We're innocent victims of a mechanism that we don't understand. So that's why I'm so excited about sharing this information about the way the mind works, because it's the key to freedom. It's the key to liberation. It's the key to turning your life around. Actually, I'd really like to say to our listeners that you can download for free on our website the mental laws, which are the first half of this book. We've put it up for free for listeners. So if you want to explore more the way the mind works and see how I've mapped it out, you can download it at beamteam.com, beamteam.com for free.
So all the resources are there.
I think this information is so important that this is what we need to be teaching children in school. And actually here where I live in Scandinavia, so many people are saying to me, you know, these mental laws, the way you mapped it out, we've got to teach our kids this in school. Just think if we had known this from the beginning, right?
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, where would we be? And, you know, I'm grateful for teachers like you who actually allow, really, you use your life as an example and try the things and what we're all capable of doing. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and I'm talking about, you know, we're talking about the phone and what we can do with it. And I would say, you know, there's going to come a time where we'll have a phone or whatever gadget and we'll think of thoughts. And that would, rather than tap the screen, it will show up.
And then he was telling me there's actually an app right now, which reminded me of another show I saw many years ago, and a guy who was a race car driver. He had an accident, he broke his arm, and they put this gadget on his hand, and it was linked to his brain, so when he thinks to turn right, the gadget will turn. Well,
that's where we're headed. That's, that's so, definitely where we're headed.
Oh, Lord. Just the thought of it from this point in consciousness, it's kind of scary, you know? But we already do it. I think really, you know, that the whole thing of recognizing the power of thoughts, we're already doing it. So even in that moment when I thought of, my God, being here and being able to think a thought and communicate with somebody or see what somebody is doing, we're already doing it. We just don't know we're doing it. But the technology help us see what we're doing, our power, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. It's absolutely true what you're saying. We're already doing it. This whole physical manifestation, we've done this. It's our dream, you know. This is what you get. I mean, you get to experience what you project. Again, when you find out that events in themselves are neutral and that you only experience your interpretation, I mean, you can take any event. For example, you walk down the street and you see a homeless person standing on the corner. Depending on what vibrational frequency you have, a person who is in fear will think, oh, I'm afraid of this person. Is he going to attack me? Blah, blah, blah. A person who is in anger will think, you know, he shouldn't be standing there littering up my corner. A person who is in love will say, oh, there's a divine soul, the child of God. Our whole life experience is just our interpretation of the same reality. We get to experience the vibrational frequency which we're on. So when we're in the fear zone, everything is fearful. And when we're in the anger zone, everything makes us angry. I mean, if you notice people who are angry, I mean, when I have clients, people who come who are angry, everything makes them angry. It's like, you know,
it does. They're angry.
It's like everything makes them angry. It's amazing. And then the ones who are in the love vibe, you know, they're just in love. Like, you're in love. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a better place to hang out, too, isn't it?
You know, they're talking about love is blind. Love is not blind. Love sees all. Love sees the event. Love sees beyond the cloud.
Exactly.
That's really what's happening.
Exactly.
No, it is blind. Love knows, oh, it's just a cloud. It's going to move in a minute. It's moving. Watch, it's moving. Oh, this is the sun. There it goes. Oh, there comes another cloud. But if you stay angry, then look at that cloud. But why do we have to have a cloud anyway?
Exactly. So it's all our story. I mean, sometimes I like to say, you know, if we couldn't compare this moment with any other moment, we would always be happy. It's only because we are comparing. I mean, because if you couldn't compare this with something else, then it would be the wonder of this, and then the wonder of this, and you would always be in love, and you would always be experiencing now. But because we're always comparing, you know, it's like it's the comparison that drives us crazy. I should be this, or I should be that, I should be more this, I should be more that, he should be more that, right? I mean, it's all this mind stuff.
Yeah. So we actually use the mind that is there to free us. We use it against ourselves. And
I would say, again, I wouldn't say that we use it consciously. It's happening unconsciously.
Right.
That's, again, why
exactly.
I say that this is the awakening process, to wake up to this mechanism so that you can free yourself from this unconscious behavior. Because, again, everyone wants to be happy. Everyone wants to be loved. But it's more that we don't know that we are beating ourselves up. Nobody else is doing it to us. We're doing it. We're doing a great job of it ourselves, right?
Like, I don't need to beat you up. You're doing a good job. I want to ask you this, because you said something was so subtle, and some people may have caught it, but I think if we really get that, it will transform how we see ourselves, how we see our life. You said the word neutral. That things are neutral, life is neutral. But if you said that earlier about the interpretation, can you explain a little bit more? Because even somebody would say, well, how can you say life is neutral? What about a child has been abused? What about the Holocaust? What about the Africans that were enslaved? What's neutral about that? Can you speak more about neutrality?
Well, I mean, every event in and of itself is neutral in the sense that there's no inherent value in it. I mean, you can say life, death, whatever it is. I mean, it's the changing scenery that we have been given. And so it is our interpretation of even terrible difficulties that you mentioned, or abuse or slavery, as you said, all of these terrible things, so-called, that we have experienced as human beings, they seem to be a part of our evolution. They seem to be the result of our processes that we needed to look at these things. I mean, again, who knows what's good or bad? It's often mm-hmm. this, that you cannot see the end of all things. I have seen in my life, anyway, that some of the people who I admire the most, who are our greatest teachers, they are the people who have had the most suffering,
yes.
the greatest
yes.
difficulties, have experienced mm-hmm. terrible abuse. They are mm-hmm. the ones who have gone on to become God-realized. So again, it's
yes.
very, very difficult to judge. I mean, I think that a really great spiritual practice is really to surrender all judgments to God. Because we don't know. We really don't. And of course our heart goes out to the people that we see around us who are suffering. I mean, that's what the reason why you have your program and I write my books. I mean, we do what we can with the
right.
knowledge that we have, with the tools that we have. I mean, I've dedicated my life to this, but I still can see that I really don't know what's good or bad for people in the long term. I don't even know what's good or bad for myself in the long term.
I know that's right. I know.
I mean, when I think about some of the terrible times, the tragedies I've experienced in my own life, they have also been the things that have really motivated me to go deeper and to find God. So even for my own story, I don't know what's good or bad. So it's really, really hard to judge that.
Right. Really, really hard. And so, I want to take a quick break. We want to do some mystery moment. But before we let you go, you know, you have
mm-hmm.
a lot of focused tools on here. And there's some
mm-hmm.
that are just jumping at me. And when we after celestial moment, I want to talk about the witnessing. There's so
mm-hmm.
much power in that. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes we don't witness. We think we have to, you know. But anyway, let me just hold that thought. I'm excited already. But anyway,
mm-hmm.
if you're just joining us, my guest is Barbara Berger. She's the author of The Awakening Human Being, A Guide to the Power of the Mind, The Power of Mind, The Power
mm-hmm.
of Consciousness, The Power
mm-hmm.
that resides in us.
Mm.
Let's just take a breath. Let's just breathe in this goodness, this wonderful words of inspiration that have been downloaded through Barbara right now.
Oh,
and
you.
Let's take this moment to be grateful, to be in a great attitude about this moment called now. As we get ready to move into Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and that happens every day around 1. Okay, I'm pushing all different tabs, but not the right one. So anyway, let's see. Here we go. Oh, there's Celeste right here. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
I'm feeling defragged in my consciousness thanks to you and Barbara Berger. You guys are wonderful. I mean, my goodness.
Yes, yes.
I didn't know what day it was today, so I am here. I am present and grateful. But there is something. I have a gift for Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Barbara, Barbara, Barbara. You know, I never appreciated Bethesda. You know, Barbara's from Bethesda, Maryland, people, and that's not far from where I spend a great deal of my time in Friendship Heights. And then Barbara, when you were speaking, I saw a pool.
Yeah.
And then I remembered, wait a minute, isn't there a story in the Bible about the healing pool at Bethesda? Of Bethesda? Yes, and it means home of grace and house of mercy. And that is all that I'm hearing from your words. So I'm energetically hugging you from Friendship Heights to Denmark. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you. You really touched my heart. I am so moved. Thank you.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And, you know, there was something else I need to give you, too. It's in John 5, because your book and the conversation that you and Ade are having as healers and ministers in your own right, there's an instruction that was given to someone who could not walk, right? And the instruction is what you both are telling all of us today, and that is Jesus said to this man to get up, pick up your mat, and walk. And when he followed that instruction, he was cured, and he was able to pick up his mat and walk, and that's what you're helping us do. So I want to share that with the both of you. Say thank you.
Thank you. I am so touched and moved.
Yeah. Thank you.
And I say East Coast love. I love you, girl. All is well. All right. I'm going to say hello to the family. I think I saw Tamara Joy, though we don't give shout-outs.
No, we don't do shout-outs. If we did, who would you give a shout-out to? We don't do shout-outs. If we did, who would you give a shout-out to again?
Right? Okay, well, I already did you and Barbara, and I'm not giving a shout-out to Tamara, Spiritual Midwife, or Tamara Joy. I'm not shouting out to them at all. So, good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that is showing up in our life right now. It's Tuesday, May 29th, 2012. Add the date and you get 2046. Add 2046 and the energy of the day equals 12. We have 12 signs of the zodiac. We observe 12 months of the year. We have 12 jurors. 12 is the porcupine in medicine cards. And with its gift of innocence, we are reminded to play. 12 is the hanged one in tarot cards. And the hanged one reminds that we might not be able to change a situation, but we can sure shift our perception to see a challenge from a fresh perspective. The 12th letter of the alphabet is L, and words like look, love, and living connect us to the divine power of 12. Today, for a special treat, we're going to put the spotlight on the wild boar of the medicine cards. Its number is not 12. It's actually 48. So when you add 4 plus 8, you get 12, so here we go. The wild boar is about confrontation. Wild boar teaches us to confront without fear, ripping apart the denials and lies that appear. Testing courage, finding truth, its medicine will remain a part of every human path, marking the victories we attain. You don't want to meet the wild boar with fear. No, you're going to have to get your slingshot and a stronger attitude to face you, actually. Did you see Goliath? That's a different story, but it's also about recognizing your strengths and your weaknesses. See the medicine of the wild boar and recognize that it's asking you to seek the truth. Perhaps we might have a difficult time acknowledging our beauty, our ability to fulfill our destiny, and the need on this planet for us to get turned on and wake up to the magic of following our bliss. We have simply believed too many lies. It's time to allow your authentic voice to be a healing force in this world by clearly expressing your purpose through your being and not just your doing. Surrender to a new chapter. Then you won't have to slay the beast of a wild boar. Hug that monster called your contrast, your challenges, and flip that story. Turn the wild boar into a friend. You get to be the first point of contact by starting to truly, madly, deeply love you and offer a pleasing fragrance when you walk the world. Nothing looks as good as you awakening to you, and that's the gospel truth. All is well with the number 12 through the eyes of the wild boar of the medicine cards. I'll see you around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, Celeste. Spider Woman weaving it all together and creating with the universe. The dream catcher, the web weaver.
Wow,
yes,
thank
yes,
you.
Yes.
Perfect, perfect. We're all in harmony. I love it.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you so much. If you're just joining us, my guest is Barbara Berger. She's the author of The Awakening Human Being, A Guide to the Power of Mind, and the book. She co-wrote the book with her son, Tim Ray. To find out more about her, her website address is beamteam.com, BEAMTEAM.com. When you hang with them, they're going to beam you up, shine the light, and help you know who you really are, support you. They'll defrag your hard drive, help you take out the virus of the past and upgrade your system. But before we let her go, I want to talk about this focus tool, witnessing, because I think that's, you know, that helps us. It separates us from the interpretation. Can you speak more on the witnessing?
It's so important. So witnessing is, I mean, if we really start to understand that we are the universal consciousness in which thoughts arise and disappear. I mean, I have some simple exercises actually in the book where you can test this for yourself. But if you will begin to notice that thoughts arise in your mind and they disappear again, But you're still here. And who is this you that's still here? I mean, you're still here whether you're, you know, having a happy thought, a sad thought. The thoughts, they come and go. You're still here whether you have a headache or you don't have a headache, a stomachache, you don't have a stomachache, you're still here. So the witness is the greater you, the universal consciousness in which life, that the life, the thoughts are arising. But you're actually all of it. So if you can learn to witness what's going on in your mind, it's a great way of liberating yourself from the tyranny of your own thinking, actually, because that's what's going on. We're tyrannized. When we don't understand the mechanism, we're victims of our own thinking. But by stepping back and witnessing the thoughts that arise and disappear, when you realize that they arise and disappear, then you say, well, that's not who I really am. That's just a thought. There came the thought about this, and then it disappeared, but I'm still here. I mean, that's really, really an important observation. Most of us are so identified with our thinking that we don't realize that we're not our thinking. So this witnessing, being present, watching, that's what meditation is all about. That's why I also recommend meditation. It's so difficult to sit quietly and focus on your breathing for 5 or 10 minutes because the mind goes crazy. And you're sitting there and you're saying, I don't want to think all these thoughts, but the thoughts, they just keep coming and going. And when you sit there watching that, then you realize that you are not those thoughts. They come and go. They might be driving you crazy, but they're not who you are.
Just hold on. Your stuff is coming up next. It's driving you crazy, but hold on, you're the next stop. Especially if you choose to witness, like, okay, I'm going to be getting up at the next stop. You know, just even feeling your energy and just the conversation we're having, what it brings up for me is the importance of being gentle with ourselves, slowing down, and just coming from a place of listening, you know. We're listening and listening inwards. Like, what am I feeling? What do I need to say? What does this feel like? Is it true? Do I really need to say that? That's the process. That's the spiritual practice.
Absolutely. Being present in your life. I mean, really, to be present in your life, that's what you're saying. I mean, so many people I'm experiencing are running around like chickens without their heads, right? I mean, they're so busy. When are they present? When are they doing what you're saying, this gentle, kind awareness of being here now? I mean, that's where the divinity is. That's where the grace of God is. That's what we're all seeking. And as we start this show by saying, we are already the love that we seek. But we got to slow down enough to notice it.
I want to ask you this question that comes up for me. So in the 60s, you moved to Denmark. Between that time and, well, between the time you left America and moved over there, what have you discovered about yourself that's just blow you away, like, oh, my God, that you realize it's so much more. Like, okay, I opposed to us going to Vietnam, but you discover something about yourself that makes you just say, oh, my God.
Well, I mean, the whole thing is like, it's just so mind-boggling that we are. I mean, existence is, life is. I mean, what is this? I mean, it's just, I wake up every day and it's like my mind is like boggled. I mean, it's like the divinity, it's beyond words. And once we get out of the mental cage, once we get out of the programming, once we start to come home to ourselves, I mean, it's really Satyananda, Satyananda, divine bliss consciousness. It's beyond, it's not describable, but it's what we are and it's what we're seeking. So I have had more and more tastes of that. Again, the awakening process. I'm not one of those people that just suddenly woke up. I have been, you know, on a long journey, but I certainly experience it more and more. So that I know now is my true nature, and that everything else about me is, you know, the physical body, all of these things that come and go, the thoughts that come and go. But beyond that, the witness, God, realization, divine bliss consciousness. That's the taste of that is just once you've tasted it, you don't want anything else. Nothing can compare to that.
That's right. It's like, no, I have the regular. No, it's okay. We got something new on me. No, it's okay. I've got the real stuff. I brought my chef with me.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at your bio and the conversation we're having and your energy and your work and the books that you've written. I just think it's the irony of you leaving America as a protest against Vietnam War. And rather than start a blog or website and talking about what's wrong with America, what's wrong, you said, let me be a peacemaker. And you're certainly doing that with your work. You know, it's
thank you.
You're doing that with your work because even
well, as you say on your website, you got to be the change you want to see in the world.
That's right.
That's right. That's my job. Right. I got to be the change I want to see. You know, that's the best service that I can. I can try to practice this stuff in my life. It's certainly worthwhile, man. The more you understand this stuff, the happier you get. Because happy is what we are. So it's
Life is a spiritual journey, isn't it? It's a spiritual practice. And not to participate or not to make an appointment with ourselves to practice our spiritual rituals is to actually stay asleep. You know, it's like we're here to do this, to wake up, to practice, to express. You know, when you talk about the awakening human being, because it's a process and it's ongoing.
Yeah.
You know.
But again, it's really interesting that people who are not into this stuff yet, it's just the way I see it is it's just not their time yet. I mean, we're all on this learning curve and it's like there's something at some point where the soul just it clicks and then you're into this and then there's no turning back once you get a taste of it. But the ones who are not ready for it yet, it's like it's just not the time yet. And you know, that's just the way it's all in this house of mirrors. It's all perfect. It's designed for us. So I am so grateful. I'm also so grateful that I got a chance to talk to you. This is great.
Yes.
Thank you for inviting me. If you ever come to Copenhagen, let me know. I will give you the divine tour of the town of wonderful Copenhagen.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I'm going to lock you into my contact book, my Facebook, my phone book. I'll make sure. I'm going to even tattoo your name and contact details on my skin where I won't see it.
Okay.
Anyway, I'll work that out.
I just love your
energy. You just have an energy of a mystic, of a sage, and just having, you know, because I really believe spirituality, life is very simple. It doesn't have to be wrapped up in complicated words. It just, you speak to the soul, and I'm so grateful that we connected. I'm grateful for Deborah jumping out there saying, you want to have Barbara. Well, she didn't say it like that, but that's how I'm interpreting it. That's
thank
one interpretation I'm going to hold on to. You want to have her, and that's it. I agree. So,
thank you, my friend.
Mm-hmm. Before you go, before we release you, I want to ask you, is there anything else you want to share with our listeners, anything that's bubbling up for you, maybe something
I think I would like to leave our dear listeners with the thought that I would highly recommend or suggest that you ask yourself often what is preventing you from being happy right now, and that whatever comes up, whatever story comes up, really take a look at it and really ask yourself, is this expectation or is this desire, is this really necessary? What does it have to do with me? And then I would say the other practice, which is really can serve you well, is to surrender all judgment to God, because we spend so much of our precious life energy criticizing, judging, complaining, all that stuff, man. And we don't know. We really don't know. It's such a relief to find out that we really don't know. We really don't know what's good or bad in the long run. We really can't judge. We really can't. I mean, it's true. We just don't know. I mean, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't follow your integrity. Don't misunderstand. It doesn't mean that you shouldn't stand up for what you think is right. That's not what I'm talking about. But the judgment the judgment about what other people are going through. He should do this, she should do that, that kind of stuff. It's just, you wear yourself out, you know? So true.
Yeah. Ah, being in the moment, I feel like I want to keep talking with you and say, don't go yet, finish your mission. But we're definitely going to have you back.
I would love to come back. You know, you got my number, so anytime, my friend.
Yes, we know where you live. We got you. Mm-hmm. We know we got a 411 on you. Thank you so much, Barbara. I really appreciate you.
And God bless you, my friend, and all blessings to you and your good work.
Yes, indeed. Thank you, and to you, and give our love and blessings to Tim as well, as these helping people get real.
If you have a moment, Tim just wrote a new book that just came out in the United States, so you might want to have him on his on your program. His new book is called 101 Relationship Myths, and actually what he has done in his new book is taken a lot of the different techniques that we've been talking about, looking at your thinking, the difference between reality and your story, and he's applied it to relationships. So it's a very interesting and exciting book. So you might want to have him on your show too, actually.
Well, guess what? Because June, you give me a soul reminder and a reminder to tell listeners, June, we're dedicating June to love, relationship, and abundance. So most of the topics in June is going to be that. So I'm going to contact this man called Tim Ray and say, a lady called Barbara Berger, I mean, I love her. I've never met her before. And if she's recommending you, you got to be good. So we're just going to tell, this is the date, this is the time, this is the radio, internet. We want you to be there.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Ken, highly recommended.
We'll send you Tim's book so you can have a look at it. You'll see that it's more of this good stuff.
Awesome. I just love how you and your son, you and your son are definitely soulmates. You've lived together. I mean, your website, I thought the wedding tour, the colors you're both wearing, the blue and the, like, just, I mean, even the hair is contrast. Wow, that's just amazing.
But we both got the same curls, right? We got the same
That's right. I saw that the other day. I looked in your face. I was like, wow, they got the same curls, too. Thank you so much. Yes, Tim is going to be with us because we're declaring it so in June. One day in June, we're going to be working on that. Get Casper. Celeste working on that. And,
the book off to you. God bless you, my friend, and thanks for having me on your show. I really enjoyed
it. You're very welcome. Have a wonderful day. Life is good. It's getting better. Wow. Now, this is the kind of conversation when you have it. Whatever you need to say, just take a breath. And I want to play this song. We started with Agape earlier, Return to Me, but I want to play another chant. And if you really want to pick up some of these Agape songs, there's so many places you can go. You can go to soundofagape.com. There's some songs on there, and they're constantly updating it. I just found out about it this week. Well, actually, yesterday. I was so excited. There's weletitbe.com. That's Ricky Byers, Beckwith West. But here's a song that I love, because that's what today's conversation is about. Barbara Berger with just skinless tools and inspiration and soul food to help us become more of who we are. So this is a chant. It's a live recording, so you hear Reverend Michael doing his thing in the background. But this is such a beautiful song. And I'll come back to release the show, share my thoughts. But just check this out. More of who you are. We'll be right back.
Heart to heart, let us meet again and then maybe.
The lyrics will be up on the screen in a minute.
With my soul.
Soul.
Let us touch again.
careful the thoughts you're sending out to the ones you love or the ones you're learning to love. Because in that you become more of who you are when you send out the thoughts of love. When you send out thoughts of fear, of judgment, of criticism, then you block the connection to who you really are. Are you willing, ready to become more of who you are? Are you willing to kick up your bed and walk? As Celeste reminded us earlier, we now have the opportunity. Now is the time to pick up our bed and walk. We've got to pick up our beds. The time is time is time. And when we do that, we become more of who we are. We let go of the interpretation and we focus on the event. I am so, so grateful for all of you. Yes, yes, yes. Tamara, spiritual midwife, you are so right. You are so right. It's about being present. Isn't life just so wonderful and perfect just as it is? Whatever it is that we're going through and growing through, life is perfect just as it is, even if your interpretation of it is imperfect. You got to remind yourself that life is perfect. And if you're not experiencing the perfection of life, don't judge yourself. Don't criticize yourself. Don't beat yourself up. Don't blame your consciousness. Just choose again. Choose love. Choose love. How do you choose love? You choose love by being gentle with yourself, by recognizing that there's so much more that you're not aware of. Barbara Berger was sharing with us earlier. To ask yourself, what is stopping me from being happy right now? And if you ask powerful questions like that, you will get an answer. You will get an answer. And no matter what you're going through and growing through, there is always someone around to support you on that journey. You've got to be willing to take the step. I'm available, lifecoachade.com, lifecoachade.com. You can find out more about my work, well, a little bit more about my work. But there's much more coming about my work. We're about to announce a wonderful addition to lifecoachade.com. And we're going to have some specials for listeners and those of you who register. Something is happening in the background. We're birthing a new idea, a new way of being. And we're doing it together. We're doing it together. And as I was sharing earlier with Barbara, June, that month, we're going to focus on love, relationship, and abundance. So we're going to have a conversation about marriage. We're going to have a conversation about self-love. We're even going to... Should I say this? Yeah, of course I can. In this moment is coming up. Why am I holding it back? Yeah, we're going to have a conversation of how to marry yourself. How to marry yourself. How you can use marriage as a spiritual practice. So there's so much we're working on behind the scenes. So all you got to do, yes, Electra, just rock from side to side, face to face, breath to breath, and just rock together and we can be more of who you are. Talking to Electra in the chat room. She loves that song. She said, you're going to make me rock. You got me rocking. No, she's not good. She's doing it already. You got me rocking. Yes, let's rock to life. There's a music. There's a song within you. Please sing it. Reveal it. Express it. The time is now. I'm getting ready to release the show. I'll be back here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, for Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson. And tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern, we have Here to Inspire with Aisha. And she is talking about... What's the topic? I saw the topic earlier. Here it is, right here. No, not yet. Come on now. Work with me! I was in the flow. Yeah, tomorrow, the healing power of aromatherapy. Are you feeling funky? Tune in to Here to Inspire with Aisha on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern. Feel funky no more. Check out the healing power of aromatherapy. life is good. Learn to play with yourself. Yes, indeed. I said it. Whatever you think is your thought. It ain't got nothing to do with me. Learn to play with yourself. You deserve it. You deserve it. You got to purposely love and appreciate yourself. Join others who are doing the same. Ah, I'm going to play it for those of you. It's okay. Calm down. Calm down. If your mind is playing games on you, calm down. And let's see. I'm going to play something else after this play commercial. I'm feeling moved to keep the inspiration going. Well, I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you, reminding you to be love, because really who you are. Be true to yourself. Your life depends on it. And you got to keep the flow going back and forth and be loved. Allow the love to come back to you. If you need help, ask for it. If you're feeling weak, speak up. If you're feeling sad, speak up. Let somebody support you on the journey. And if you can't find someone right now because they're too far away, play. Play with yourself. Purposely love and appreciate yourself right now.
The sound of children playing. Something about hearing children laughing and playing has a way of bringing us joy. When was the last time you played? No children, no work, just stopped and took the time to tap into your inner joy. You're never too old to play. Successful people value their playtime. That's why Divine Arts Productions presents PLAY, Purposefully Loving and Appreciating You, a weekend specially designed with you in mind to help tap into the big kid inside. There'll be dancing, music, video games, pool parties, fireworks, and so much more. To register, go to iwillplay.org. That's iwillplay.org. Give yourself the gift of having fun. I will play, and I will see you there.
I will see you there too, Sherry Marie. Yes, time to release the show. You got to be the change you want to see. Wake up right now. Wake up. It's time to wake up. That's what 2012 is about, and 2013 and 14, and on and on and on it goes. We came here to wake up. See, they put us to sleep, but now we're waking up. Here's a beautiful song to support you in the process. Don't look to anybody to help you be responsible for yourself, but be open to interdepend on others. Ultimately, we need each other. Soul for soul, so we can be more who we are. This is Gina Renee. It's Be the Change You Want to See. Be the Change You Want to See. I'm out of here. Peace and blessings, and I'll see you tomorrow. You can find Gina on Facebook. Gina, G-I-N-A. Renee, R-E-N-E. I'm out of here.
Allow it to flow through your soul, because inside it will make you whole. I'm talking about you being you. Because no one else can set you free but you.
I'm putting gas in my car. I'm thinking about the war in Iraq. The air we breathe in is toxic and there's way more than that. The situation's international. Matter of fact, it's intergalactic. But don't make me get into that. Don't see how some be sleeping on the streets, while others they be living a life that's so sweet. I envision a world where everyone's needs will meet. Living off the earth in harmony and peace.
The only reason some still be packing heat
is because their lives is so incomplete. We were all born perfect with everything we need to be free. If something happened, man, we stopped believing all we could be. Let's remember we're a part of nature. Expressing love is what we're made for. Deep in your heart, the answer's not far. Let's come together now, we play our part. If you don't like what you see, and the pain's just too much to believe, say I can feel it calling me. I'ma be the change, it's all in me.
Tsunamis, wars and famines, between religions, misunderstandings, many different people with the same passions, just disconnected from our cause and our actions. It's time we recognize the law of attraction and see we receiving exactly what we asking. Am I focused on lack and limitations, fear and separation, and I'm open to a new conversation. I'm talking about the love vibration, everybody unification. A change is moving across the nation, yeah. We choose courage and real communication. It's cause we know there's no time for wasting. The state of this world is our creation. Let's take a good look around this place, yo. Turn off your TV now, it's time to face this reality, yo. This is the real show. The human race, we've been so disgraced.
yourself. The world needs us to wake up and to be real. Are you down? Are you ready? Are you awake? Are you alive? In this very hour, you'll listen and take the vow that will set you free. I know what I'm talking about.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.